So what's the definition of chinuch? We said right at the beginning, chinuch l'nara b'darko y'azki l'yosu mimenu. The chinuch is nimdad gam k'yazki. This is the name of the chinuch that you're teaching him. So the challenges are so very great, and we need a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Therefore, the ikka and the choyzer ve'oymer, the ikka is tefillah. Tefillah. Last week we spoke a bit about not being the kalkel, so the tefillah shouldn't be a bakosha for a nice nigla. It should only be a nice nista. But noisaf, there are pu'ulis which the father of the chorah prophets, parents of the chuyu, could ba'asei. What's the pu'ula of chinuch? What do we have to do? So it shouldn't be baita and a snigla. Rashi is up to kama v'kama mekaynis. The moshul the sukkah daf beis on the beis. The Gemara says that the chiyuv of chinuch midrabanan. So Rashi she's kikoy lahargil esakotn the mitzvah shuroi lo. Chinuch is to be margil the child. The hargil is a cotton, the mitzvah shuroyla. I know that fits with what Rashi says in Lech Lecha. The chinuch is induction, initiation. And Rashi there says, Tchilas knisosa, chinuch is tchilas knisosa shel kli or shel adam. The umnes shu osid la moed ba. What's the tchilas knisosa? To be margil him. Maybe in English we'd say training. To train him. It should be rogil. Umi meila, there should be oimid in it. Kdei shei munach ve rogil in mitzvah. The pu'ula of chinuch is be'etzem hergel. Now, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos in Menachos Perik Dalet. So there, the Mishnah talks about chinuch of kelim. How we mechanech kelim. Here, Mishnah says, "The mechanech the mizbeach, the korban ha'oila, tomid shel boker. Hey, mechanech is." The Mizbeach Shel Zav, you make the Ketores. You use the Kli the umnes, that's tchilas knisos shel hakli, the umnes shu osid lamed boy, the mizbech miud for mizbech chitzot is miud le korbanos. Hay mechanichin, hay mimakim a korban. Menorahs miud for adlogas aneiros. Hay mechanichin, adlogas aneiros. The Rashi says that's poshut. Initiation is the would be the tie to the word. And the Rambam says, listen carefully. Inin chinuch hergel. Oimer, chinuch is hergel. Oimer shekol dava sheyikrav ala mizbech achitzoin. Or is showing who oil is of shacha, the chin a lechem, a rishon shedosim al hashulchan, and it'll be over Shabbos. Bechule, right? It's hergel. Tchila sad lo gusaneiros be menoiro be no avoyim. Veloshen achinuch shein mushal. The Rambam learns that. Not like Rashi. You can't chinuch to use chinuch for kelim is not. It doesn't exactly apply. We're borrowing a lashon from something else. Lashon chinuch hu mushal b'dvarim ha'ele le'tchila samaisim lefi shezeh hakli margilim oisoi b'avoido. Derech dunya le adam. It's only doimet on adam. Rashi says the same thing. Svarim is the same thing. Derech dunya le adam bitchila shemelamdim oisoy shum chochma oy shum mida lahargil atzmo ba achetei kavua boy. So what's the link of the samach like this? The Rambam says what? No. The Rambam is arguing Rashi. Rashi in Lechachon says Chinuch applies equally, the same word, same term to apply to a Kli or to an Adam. It's Tchilas Tkinisosoi Shaldavar, Neumnes or the Adam, Neumnes Shuosid Lamed Boy. So it's initiating the Kli into the Umnes Shuosid Lamed Boy. Or initiating Adam. And over here you see, again, Kama Mekhamis, Rashi says, it's Hergil, being Bargil. So you Bargil and Adam, you're Margil a Kli. Enoch Hanami, it's much easier to be Margil a Kli than to be Margil a Adam. The Mizbeach doesn't object to having the Korb Noila being Mukrav on it, and the Shulchan doesn't object to putting the bread. Rashi is essentially the same thing. And the Rambam says, no, chinuch be'etzem applies to the adam. And we're borrowing the term when we apply it to a kli. So why? Why is he learned like that? Because the Rambam says, look, lashon chinuch shein mushal b'tvorim ho'ele l'tchila samaisim. The fish is a hakli, margilim oisoi bavoido. Derech dumya. It's similar to what we do with an adam. So, what do you say about what do we do by an adam? Le adam bitchilo shemelamdim oisoi shum chachma oishum mida le hargil atzmoi ba. Achitei kovua boy. He will say that chinuch is education. An education can't be applied to the Mizbeach. Because the Rambam says, how are you margil the child or the mensch to Shum Chochma? How you margil? Shemalam di Moisek. Bensim, what is the pula of Chinuch? Lefi the Rambam, the Nekude is Der Chalimud. Lefi Rashi, and they both learn the Iki is Hergel. The Rambam also says it's Hergel. Shemalamdim oisus shum chochma shum mida la Hergel atzma ba. Avadei chinuch is hergel, but the dogish of chinuch in the Rambam is shevelamdi moisei. And Rashi, the dogish is the hergel shibo. But elu ve'elu, avadei it's hergel, and amaisa, how are you going to be margul the child if it's not some degree of derech limud? Avadei is some derech limud. It's Ken Zayin, I thought that it could be that Rashi doesn't want to learn like the Rambam, because Besofil Shel Davar, a child, we're talking about cotton, chinuch of a cotton, chinuch of a cotton is ein lo das. So is the nekuda be'etzem derech the seichel? You're using the seichel, you have to work with the seichel of the child. Oh, but is it be'etzem a pula of limud or be'etzem a pula of hergel? The Rambam learns that chinuch implies the term chinuch is the nekuda is melamdim oisoi, in which case you can't apply it directly to a kli and we borrow the lashon. And Rashi learns be'etzem chinuch is being margil. The derech will be a nochanami derech to being melamed. How do I know? How do I know that it's derech to be melamed? First of all, Rashi over here, sheshis kika lahargel esakotn lemitzvah shu roi lo, deshei mechunach veragel lemitzvah. What says mitzvah shu roi lo? What's roi lo? The Chayre is referring to a famous Gemara, everybody knows, but you have to think about it a bit more. Daf ben Beis in Sukkah. Gemara brings a brisa based on the Mishnah says, Kotten ayodea lenanea chayv beluluf. Tana Rabbana, Kotten ayodea lenanea chayv beluluf. Lis atev chayv betzitzis. Lishma tefillin, oviv lechoy lekech lo tefillin. Yodei ledaber, oviv loim do Torah, v'krishma. What's the age of chinuch is tori when the child is a yodea. And lechoyah, that's what it means, that it has to be roila. There's no point in trying to teach a child something where he's not yet a yodea, where he's not yet ready to, his seichel is not developed enough to be mekabel while you're teaching him. I think everybody knows that became a famous musig, the Mashgiach's Yesod of Tzmicha and Binyan. Binyan and Tzmicha. In his Tchilas his chinuch vadim, he spoke out this yesoid that there are two processes the way a person grows, and they printed that, they wrote up the vadim and they translated to English, and people have written books based on his yesoid. So it became a famous yesoid. Mashgiach said there are two processes of development which you see all over the place. Boine Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, Binyan and Tzmicha. And he touched it into Binyan and Tzmicha, into beginning with Siddhis Yeshoyim, Yesoid HaChasidus, Binyan, Meshoyresh HaAvoid HaTmima, is Tzmicha. And what's the pshat? Is it in all chinuch? So you start in all chinuch, whether we're talking about chinuch of children, whether we're talking about chinuch of adults, or we're talking about chinuch of ourselves. Which last week we spoke a bit about to be mechanech ourselves first. All chinuch is based on two processes. There is the natural growth in a person. The hainu, the natural growth of a child. The seichel of a child, the abilities of a child. Every parent knows a little baby doesn't have very much shaychus. lichoira to teaching him anything. We said last week he's open to the hashpahs very strongly. That yeah, but al koponim, the child grows, and without teaching him to speak, no parent teaches a child to speak. Consciously teaches a child to speak. It's an interesting experiment. It's possible to do such a thing. But I think they have done such things. Just to put a child in isolation and he should never hear speech. And how will he speak? And all sorts of things. And if any of them are true, that he came out speaking Lashon HaKodesh or whatever. But if a child never hears speech, a child picks up speech from when he hears. But our koponim, you see, yodea ledaber. That's the process of smicha, a certain process of smicha. Then the process of binyan is what the person does, bekum ba'asei, ma'isim, which a person does. And what Mashgiach says, what you see from this Gemara, a person, the pulis hachinuch of the binyan has to be matim to the stage of growth of the smicha. And there's no point in trying to be mechanech a child to do something when he's too young to be mekabel. What does he have to be? What stage does he have to be? When is he ready for the mitzvah? Does he have to understand Perek Lulav Agozel before you buy him lulav? No. Does he have to understand the halachas of lulav? No. He has to know how to do the physical ma'aser, the physical mitzvah. Yodea lenanea chayev b'lulav. A 3-year-old, b'derech klal, is not yet yodea lenanea. You can give your little 3-year-old the lulav to hold. Don't suggest giving him your lulav if you want to keep a kosher lulav, but you can give him a lulav to hold, you can take a picture, you can send it to your parents, and you can put it on the walls, very nice, very cute, and everything else. So don't kid yourself that Edson is not ready to do the nanuim. A 3-year-old can't do the nanuim. So he's not a bachinuch yet. When he's yodel the nanea, then he's ready to be margil him to the pu'ula of the mitzvah. You don't have to teach him what the whole inyan is of lulav, because he's not ready for that. But you're teaching him the hergel of the mitzvah of lulav. Yodea lis'atev chayev b'tzitzis. I was once by Rav Yoshiv, I don't remember exactly the shayla was asking him, but something was nogea to children with tzitzis or something. So he said to me, here the minig is that on the third birthday one does chalakas and you put tzitzis on the child, and some people take him to cheder with the whole ceremony. There's a ganze ceremony for those people who don't know the tchilas limudoi. Some chadorim only do it at the beginning of Shchodesh El, when they start the year. It depends which cheder you're shayach to. Al koponim, Rabbi Yoshiv said to me, a 3-year-old child's not chayav in tzitzis. A 3-year-old child's yodea lisatev. A 3-year-old child's not yet yodea lisatev. So he has to be a bit older. Be'etzer. The minig is, one buys tzitzis, and I think that a very important yesod in chinuch is to know that you have to go with what the velt does. Unless you live in a velt where they're doing yisurim, that's one thing. But you go with the velt, and you don't go differently than the velt. Chazadish, for example, was very makpid not to give names to children which they'll be misbayish from later on. There's an interesting sugya in Nozir. Shaila, but is there a chi of chinuch, or is it mutter for a father to be mazir his son a cotton? to make his son be a nazir. The son can't, he's not yet the age of Nadarim, but you could be mazir someone else. You can, I'll make the neder for you, and you say amen, you'll make avodah naziris. Can you do that to your son? Why do you want to do that? He wants to be mechanech his son to naziris. So the Gemara says, no, it's a complicated sugya, but Tosis explains the reason is, Tosis says, it's a shame, we'll see, that Tosis says, chinuch is to be machshiv the child. And if the child feels a bizayim, so then you cannot be mechanechim to that. If a 10-year-old kid is going to cheder, and all the other children have a normal haircut, and he's got long hair. Why? Because he's a nazir, so he's going to feel bushes. So there's no, you mustn't be mechalich a child like that. You have to go with what's makubo, and even if you don't agree 100% with what's makubo, you mustn't make your child a yotzi min haklal. It's very, very important not to make a child a yotzi min haklal. The effects of making a child yotzi min haklal could be drastic. There's a big problem sometimes which Americans have in Eretz Yisrael, and that is the chutzniki were mechunach in a particular way in America. Say, for example, Dovah Motsui, a lot of sports is a big yisoid and part of growing up in America. And you come here to Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of chadorim, sports and mamash, avodah zara, kipshutai. And the first time there was a football game here, I'm talking about soccer, not American football, it's some like a zoo, but soccer. Yeah. So they had Zetlach, which Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was the signed on it, avodah zara bebeis paltin shel melech. Push it, avodah zara. The emphasis is to make a whole ganz zach out of football. Maybe it's bissel chomet call it avodah zara, but it's sicher the biggest shtus going that people are machshiv. A few older people running around with a ball, and that's a dovah choshev. Older people should do such a thing. And be'etzim, to be meshabed yourself to a set of rules which some goy made up, and miyichye miyomuz based on where this ball goes, and v'chule v'chule. Avodah zarah, but paltrin shel melech. You have some American parents make a big mistake. We grew up following this sports and that sports. Nothing wrong with it. It's the meshugin of Haredim here, and you give over to your child. You want him to be exposed to all the zachem, and they start berating the yeshivas, and they're too extreme. It's a tremendous mistake, and it's a very dangerous mistake. Because if you go against what's mekubal, and certainly if you go against what your cheder or your Beis Yaakov is teaching, you don't support it, then the child hears a mixed message. The parents are saying the Rebbeim don't know what they're talking about. The Rebbeim is saying the parents don't know what they're talking about. And the child hears this stira. And lav davka, the child will paskin like you want him to paskin, like you, lav davka. A child very often will hear, so eilu ve'eilu. Neither none of them know what they're talking about. And then he decides, it's all a bunch of Nourish guy, and everything else that the parents are saying, the parents are not tayridik, and the cheder's meshuga. So where's normal life? So now I'll go to the street. Rachmana litzlan. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of children of Olim have tremendous problems. Bichlal, a person wants to make aliyah from Chutz Lorenz, once his kids are four, would say, don't do it. If your kids are born here, young kids, they're less than four, you come here. No, that efsha. If they're born here, no problem. They're born here, they grow up, they went to Gan, they went to Cheder, and they speak Ivrit properly, they understand Israelis, they grow up with Israelis, and they can hold their own against the Israelis, v'chula, v'chula, fine. But you bring a child to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Lorenz, first of all, Israeli kids are not very welcoming. There's a reason why they call them Sabras. Oh. They call them Sabras because they're prickly on the outside and they're supposed to be sweet on the inside. Some Sabras are sweet on the inside. One thing's clear, all Sabras are prickly on the outside. and when you touch a Sabra without gloves, the prickles stay in for a long time. So the kids are very tough. And then this chutznik comes, 7 or 8, he's nowhere. First of all, he can't speak the language properly. That itself is a big pachad. Just imagine you arrive in China in the middle of nobody can speak English, and you're trying to be mistader, and you've got no idea of the language. So that's a pachad. A little child lands in this matzav. And number two, the kids make fun of him. Number three, he's not in the same darga of learning as the kids, the Israeli kids. There's a big mila of bringing up a child here, is that if he knows Ivrit, doesn't have all these problems with Sfarim. You know? An Israeli doesn't have a whole musug of making a leni. There's no such thing. He understands the language, and even Aramish. It's very, very similar Gemara language to things. So when they introduce him to Gemara, so I tell you, the Tlas is Shalosh, the Tof and Shin are very close anyway, and the whole structure of the language is very similar. They have to learn a few words and they pick it up. It's not hard. An American kid doesn't know Ivrit, and then he's well behind, and then he comes to Cheder, and they make leitz anos of him, and it's a recipe for destruction. So if a person wants to make aliyah, either when his kids are very little, or once his kids have finished high school and they're ready to go to yeshivas. But bichlal, if you bring your kids up here, the same klal applies in America. You can't bring up a kid in America with Israeli Haredi standards and start being mevatel everything that's going on there. Companies, zachen which are different here, you have to be mekabel. It's different.
What? How far do you think mekabel in America? Let's say your kid wants to go to a sports game in 5 years, and they're all going to the sports game.
What if you're in America? In America, I don't know because I don't know the matzav in Chutz Lorenz. I never had kids in Chutz Lorenz. I don't know what you can do, what you can't do, what you can, how makubal it is to go to a sports game and how I'm saying how
is,
not.
Is there no mahalach of making your kid different?
What?
There is no mahalach of making your kid different?
No. When a person finds himself in a non-Torah-dika thing, person goes, please, let's take a more extreme thing. A person goes out of town somewhere, Kiruv, or out of town, Koilil, and his kid is in the school, and it's most of the kids are not so frum, okay, then avadi, you have to bring your child up as a yotzi min haklal. Can't let your child fall into the standards of things. That's a very shver avodah. I don't know. I would think, but I don't know. Would think that if you build up your child, that we're here on kiruv, we're here to do kiruv, we're here to be mashpia and tati zarov and or erov and we're in a different madrega, different matzav than the people here, so we're being mashpia on them. then maybe that works. I don't know. You have to speak to the people who've done it and have succeeded in it. Definitely the chatchila, you should live in a place which is a Torah-tikah place, and have the children should have friends who are the same madrega of Yiddishkeit the of you, and that you're happy with the thing. But I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes the Americans feel that things are a bit extreme here. I don't even the emes they're not, by the way. It's just in America there's too many kulis, and America's way behind Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha and Tahara. So if I can't, here's the best place to bring up your children. In case you're worried, what I hear sometimes people saying that I don't want my kid to be an Israeli because of the midas of the Israelis. So I'll tell you, I had a chavrus when I first came to Eretz Yisrael. That's going back quite a while. And the best cheder in Yerushalayim is Yeshivas Mesh Arv. Yerushalayim cheder. It was the best cheder. Mostly Yerushalmis there. He was very built, the Yerushalmi type of kids. And my chavrusa, I had an older chavrusa, I was learning in about the older chavrusa, and he had asked Rav Shach which cheder to send to, and Rav Shach told him to send to Meshorim. She was Meshorim. There were other chadorim, Litvish chadorim, and he told him to send to Meshorim. So he said, what about Midas? Just so you should have some example, some idea of what we're talking about. A lot of times the kids played Havganas. So you had some kids with the police and some kids with the mafginim, and I don't know if they burnt the garbage can, but the police beat up the others and this and then. One day, one of his kids came home and his pants were ripped completely. So what happened? They were jumping from the third story down into a chotzer. You don't know if she was measuring, it was built around a chotzer. There's a very, very beautiful Beis Medrash there in Yeshivas Meshorim. The cheder is basically, it's a cheder, and no longer it's a yeshiva. What?
The paintings on the roof?
Yeah, the paintings on the roof in the shuk there. It's a very beautiful place. Anyway, they were jumping down. I think they were playing Sanchanim. And he happened to paratroopers. I mean, they're paratroops. and his whole thing got ripped up. So he asked Rav Shach, what about Midas? Now, he was European, the my chavrusa. And his wife was, I think, American, I'm not sure. But his wife was a very choshev lady, and he was European, not English, from another country, they're very European. Rav Shach said, Midas come from the home. And Amaisa, I must tell you, his kids are very choshva kids and very edel kids. So there's certain things, the Ashbars come from where the kids, chinuch of the kid, and a lot comes from the home. So it could be the idea that Americans say, oh, I'm going back to chutzpah because I don't want my kid to be chatzuf, you know, to be Israeli this and Israeli that. Eigenish. That you can bring the edelkeit, you can give over to a child. But if he's going to be exposed to all the nourishkeit in America, that you can't keep out. So there's a big minor. Al Koponim, that's very important, that a child has to be ready to do the mitzvah. So even though Rashi's dogish is on being margul a child, but it has to be a mitzvah shu roi. I heard from Yerushalayim Mechanech many years ago that a child is ready to learn Aleph Beis when he knows the Musug 5, or he can walk upstairs like an adult. I don't know what the kesher is, never found out. You know, the child, first of all, when he starts walking upstairs, it's one stair at a time. Because he's very scared to put one foot on the stair and lift the other foot up two stairs. It's a big pachad, what we do. We don't think about it, but it's a pachad. He's in when he's ready to do that, to walk up the stairs like an adult, which is berach 5 years old, 4 to 5. Or when he knows the musuk 5, when you can tell him, go and bring me 5 bricks. Is it that children learn a musuk as they go along, 2, and then they understand 3, and then they understand 4, and then they understand 5, so then they're ready to learn aleph beis. The mindset a lot of chadorim, because of the needs that we have, that we send children at 3 already to cheder, which in the old days they didn't, they used to send them at 5. But now, the parent and the mothers go to work, and this, so they send them already younger, so they start teaching them at a younger age. In Beis Yaakov, they teach Kriya when they're 5, and they pick it up much quicker. But again, one has to go with the flow, whatever is the flow. So if all 3-year-olds are wearing tzitzis, so you put tzitzis on your 3-year-old. But don't kid yourself, the be'etzim is ready. You have to teach the child at a stage when he's ready. And the teaching is to be margal him with mitzvahs. Don't drive yourself crazy with a 3-year-old should say brachas. He's not ready to say brachas. Wait till he's 4, till he's 5, that he's ready to say brachas. You'll drive yourself crazy, you'll drive the child crazy. You have to know, use your seichel, is the child ready to do the pula chitzonis? He doesn't have to understand what a bracha is. Do we understand what a bracha is? He doesn't have to understand what baruch is. He doesn't have to understand the meaning of the bracha. He has to understand that we don't eat without saying a bracha to Hashem. To Hashem, not exactly true, and then you can bargain here in brachas, and then you can say, okay, you can't eat unless you make a bracha. How you margil? Nitz Hashem next week. We'll go by to the bracha.